Good morning. Welcome to Christ Lutheran Church. Glad to have you all here today. Welcome to all our members. And we'll get some first-time visitors here. Special welcome to you. We're getting a little bit of echo, guys. It changes when we have people in here. And if you're having trouble hearing over here, that speaker's not working again. So it was working yesterday. The church gnome has come in overnight. So if you have to get up and move to hear me later, it's up here. Okay. Maybe it came on a little bit. I don't know. So, but glad to have you all here. If you have an underlying condition or you have any health risks, please wear a mask. There's no mandate, but you want to be safe. We have a larger group of people as the Delta variant still is out there rather rampant, including in Lake Marion and Sumter. The vaccination rates are up. Fortunately, I think some of it's out of fear, but 68% of the state of Florida are now vaccinated, so that's quite a jump, okay? And most of Marion has jumped up. Nobody's really need to be except for Sumter, but we're getting better. A word of note on Holy Communion. When you come up, if you're on this side, the right, it actually helps if you start by coming here. What's happened a couple of times is if you come up and you're on this side and you've come out of the aisle and you don't start there, but you go here and then you leave first, you sit where you come out and then everybody has to step over you. All of you. So try to remember to start center on this side. I'll try to remind you. And go around that way. We're trying not to have communion police up here to direct you. All of you are fine. Keep going all the way to Bob. Here, come center this way. Okay? That way you want, otherwise you might have to say, excuse me. For the bulletin, especially if you haven't been here before, it's a lot easier to use if you separate all the inserts from the actual bulletin itself, the liturgy that we use, and we thank you for that. We are very blessed through our brothers and sisters at Trinity Lutheran Church, and many who here know them. Jerry Gipp, right here. Jerry, raise your hand. She found out they are having a Walgreens-sponsored booster shot, and you can sign up and go. All you have to do is take this insert. You do need to go on and sign up for a time, and you go over to Trinity. It's administered safely by Walgreens. Jerry's going to be out in Fellowship Hall. If you have any questions, if you're not internet savvy, we can figure it out for you. But how about giving Jerry a big amen? Those Missouri Synod Lutherans, you got to love them. My thanks to all of them over there, and thank you, Jerry and Lynn. For getting that information to us. That's good news, isn't it? We are very blessed this morning as well to have a soloist, the world-renowned Joanne Chase, will be taking the place of our scripture and anthem hymn today. And what is the name of your solo? What is Love? Being that I've been divorced since 2010, this will be helpful to me because I don't remember. I may learn something. What is love? Thank you very much, Joanne. So when you do come up, test everything for us before you start so the guys can make sure everybody can hear you. It worked this morning, but by the time the church gnome gets to it when you come up. So you look good in your early morning choir, too. They come to the late service with her. She said she's going to be good since her husband, Don, is our president of the congregation. Christian Sympathy, there's one in your bulletin. Especially to take note of, you'll find Christian Sympathy in the insert titled Information and Church Events. Eunice Redman, long-time member of this congregation. She has been around long enough to be 97 years old. She entered the hospital, the Villages Hospital, from Lady Lake Specialty Care on her birthday a week ago Friday, and she died rapidly last Sunday. Her son, Custer, lives in the area with his wife, if you'd like to reach out to them. Eunice was in the original St. John Lutheran Church that then moved to the one that they opened in 1996 that is now Hope Lake Weir, and she was a member of this congregation. Lovely lady. She attended always the late services, Eunice Redmond, but by the grace of God, I got to see her and Ron Blake's wife, Bev Blake, when Lady Lake Specialty Care was on full lockdown in July on the 16th. I walked in, nobody said anything. I signed in and went back, and I'm very blessed by the Holy Spirit. I got to commune with Bev back then and Eunice, and on my way out, the new woman at the desk said, "How did you get in here?" I said, "I signed in." She goes, "We're on full lockdown. You can't come in here." I said, "Well, that's good, but I'm leaving." And she couldn't figure it out, and I said, "Quite frankly, these things happen to me all the time. Some people think I'm a doctor." And that is true. I have people ask me things in the hospital. My pat answer is, I know a lot about medicine, but I am not licensed. At Walmart, they think I'm a manager. "Excuse me, sir." My pat answer there is, I'm not a chaplain. They don't have an office of chaplains. Did you notice anything has changed in here? The stained glass window is beautiful. The Holy Communion window is in, so those are all done now. Did you notice that the altar is now here? The offering plate stand tables are there. The new Holy Communion table linen is up, and did you see the kneelers are in? And they are comfortable, so if you would like to kneel for Holy Communion or a blessing, please do. We are going to briefly dedicate all of those things this morning. My thanks to all of the property team and everybody who made all of this happen. Cindy Kobernick was our point person for this. Ray Lefebvre was our point person for the altar and the offering plate stands, and Ray, Don Chase, Carolyn, and Barb Lefebvre have been working with Daniel Stained Glass. That is very intricate. Beautiful, isn't it? And one of the choir members, I believe it was Sandy, said, "Good, I don't have to wear sunglasses over there anymore." Just listen and follow along with me. This is a general order of blessing. Brothers and sisters in Jesus Christ, today we give thanks to God our Father, and we seek His blessing as we gather to bless and dedicate these beautiful new sanctuary items of the actual altar, the kneelers, the altar linen, the offering plate tables, and not only the Holy Communion stained glass window, but the Holy Bible as well as the Holy Baptism stained glass windows, to the praise and glory of God. The Lord be with you. Let us pray. Blessed are you, O Lord God, our Father, ruler of your universe. You made the whole earth after your glory. All creation praises you. We lift our voices to join the songs of heaven and earth, of things seen and unseen. You stretched out your heavens like a tent. You divided your day from night. You appointed times and seasons for work and rest, for tearing down and building up. You blessed your people for all generations and guided them in life and death. Abraham and Sarah, Moses and Miriam, Isaiah, and all of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord's prophet. St. Mary, Mother of our Lord, St. Peter, St. James, St. John, and all of Jesus' apostles, and all of your saints and witnesses in your Holy Catholic Church of ages past, in whom the Holy Spirit spoke and moved. We give you thanks, O God, our Father, as we set apart and dedicate these beautiful stained glass windows, this beautiful altar table with the linen, the kneelers, the offering plate tables back there this morning, to your praise and glory. Grant us faith to know your gracious purpose in all things. Grant us joy in them and lead us to the building up of your kingdom. Through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord, who lives and reigns with you, and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. Thanks be to God. And the blessing of Almighty God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, be with this beautiful altar linen, these beautiful handmade kneelers that are very comfortable, all three of the stained glass windows, the offering plate tables, and all of us now and forever. Amen. Great day to be in worship for you, isn't it? On to the parking lot, which is next. We take a quiet minute to prepare our hearts and minds for worship. That should get your blood going this morning. Great way to begin worship. Always, music is such an important part of worshiping the Lord down through the centuries. We continue in your worship folder itself with the apostolic greeting on page 2. The grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the love of God our Father, and communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. We come together in confession. Blessed be the Holy Trinity, one God, our God of manna, our God of miracles, our God of mercy. Amen. Drawn by the Holy Spirit's power to Jesus Christ's salvation and seeking God his Father's abundance, let us confess our sin. Holy Trinity, our provider, at times we do not share your abundance that you grant us. At times we question your ways when they differ from the ways of your world in which we live. At times we fail to accept your ways as righteous. At times we turn to our own understanding rather than trusting in your wisdom. At times we ignore your commandments and teachings in favor of our own ways. Through the power of the Holy Spirit, continue to turn us back to you, your ways and your wisdom. Continue to share with us your holy words of salvation and eternal life, and send us to care for the life of your entire creation, world, and people. Amen. Beloved people of the Holy Trinity, through Jesus Christ, our holy manna from heaven, we are fed and nourished. Through Jesus Christ, our worker of holy miracles, there is always more than enough. Through Jesus Christ, our bread of life, we are granted his salvation and eternal life. And by the Holy Spirit's power, we are sent to be Jesus' manna, miracles, and bread of life for all of God his Father's creation, world, and people. Amen. We continue on page 3 at the top with the prayer of the day, praying it together. Let us pray. O God, our Father, you grant us eternal and immeasurable love in your Son, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Through the power of the Holy Spirit, continue to grant us and all of your creation and world all that you deem we need, and continue to grant us salvation and eternal life that comes only through the eternal and immeasurable love of your crucified and risen Son, the same Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. As we get ready to pray prayer of the world together, we continue to keep our prayers, the unfolding situation in Afghanistan, certainly for all the soldiers who gave up their lives for freedom, justice and peace, all the Afghan people, and everything, unfortunately, that's happening. Terror continues to be promoted around the world by the devil himself, and we stand in the face of it and say, you have no power over us. You can take our life, but you can't take our soul. We continue to promote that. As far as natural disasters, we keep the Western wildfire victims and all the firefighters out there in our prayers. The earthquake survivors, which are having troubling times, still in Haiti, Tennessee floods, and now Hurricane Ida, which is a Category 4, bearing down. Keep David and Elaine Rappel in your prayers. She was the head of our sewing circle for years, and they moved back there. So Cindy Kobernick is going to check on them for us today. I don't know how close they are to downtown New Orleans, but certainly below the flood level, the water table, the storm surge is coming. So thank you for keeping all that in your prayers. Let us pray. Let us pray for all victims of any forms of violence, terror, human trafficking, and all displaced peoples, all victims of ethnic, racial, gender, sexual, political, and religious discrimination and violence, all victims of natural disasters or human-made disasters, all victims of war or warlike activity, conflict, oppression, and life, including in Afghanistan, Syria, and Yemen. gracious God, our Father of healing and wholeness, through the power of the Holy Spirit, bring relief in every way you see fit for those impacted by natural disasters, human-made disasters, conflicts, persecutions, and wars. Empower all people to reach out to those impacted through the healing power of Jesus Christ. God, our Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, we admit our human frailties and recognize we live in a fallen creation. Restore us each and every way as you see fit, so that your will is done. In Jesus' holy name we pray. Amen. We're very blessed this morning. Joanne Chase has the solo for us this morning. Everybody say good morning, Joanne.
The song that I'm going to sing is called What is Love? It was written and performed by Miriam Makeba back in 1967, and I have modified some of the words. In this world where people are restless, wondering where to turn, looking for the answer to a question they once learned, and they light their candles, but both ends do they burn. Asking love, what is love? When will they learn Jesus is love? Love, what is love for people who know Jesus is always love? When you search for something that's missing, you may pass it by, even though it's standing right before your eyes. Look into your heart, the answer's deep inside. You'll find love. What is love? When will you learn Jesus is love? Love, what is love for people who know Jesus is always love? Love, what is love? When will you learn Jesus is love? Love, what is love for people who know Jesus is always love? Give
Joanne a big amen, and rise as you are able for the reading of the gospel. Our gospel lecturer today is Diane. Everybody say good morning, Diane. If you'd like to follow along with the gospel in your bulletin, you'll find it on page 2 of the lessons and financials insert, and George has it up there on the monitors for us as well.
St. Mark's Gospel depicts Jesus as challenging traditional ways in which religious people determine what is pure or impure. For Jesus, the observance of religious practices cannot become a substitute for godly actions, words, or deeds that spring from a faithful heart. The Holy Gospel according to St. Mark, 7th chapter. Now when the Pharisees and some of the scribes who had come from Jerusalem gathered around Jesus, they noticed that some of his disciples were eating with defiled hands, that is, without washing them. For the Pharisees and all the Jews do not eat unless they thoroughly wash their hands, thus observing the tradition of the elders. and they do not eat anything from the market unless they wash it, and there are also many other traditions that they observe, the washing of cups, pots, and bronze kettles. So the Pharisees and the scribes asked him, "Why did your disciples not live according to the tradition of the elders? They eat with defiled hands." And Jesus said to them, "Isaiah prophesied rightly about you hypocrites, as it is written, 'This people honors me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me. In vain do they worship me, teaching human precepts as doctrines. You abandon the commandment of God and hold to human tradition.'" Then he called the crowd again and said to them, "Listen to me, all of you, and understand. There is nothing outside a person that by going in can defile, but the things that come out are what defile. For it is from within, from the human heart, that evil intentions come: fornication, theft, murder, adultery, avarice, wickedness, deceit, licentiousness, envy, slander, pride, folly. All these evil things come from within, and they defile a person." The Gospel of the Lord.
May be seated. Give Diane a big amen.
Amen.
Let us pray. Grace Heavenly Father, thank you for gathering us here on this Sabbath morning as we give praise and glory to you, this beautiful sanctuary that you allow us to build, Father God, to worship you, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, newly adorned with stained glass windows to show your glory, a beautiful altar with an altar linen, kneelers, so we can kneel as we are able if we would like to honor even more at the Holy Communion table of your Son to receive his precious body and blood. First, we have the offering plates and the stands that go with them. And then we leave this place and we see a sign that says, "We are now entering Jesus' ministries and missions fields." Bless you. May we continue to realize the part of the grace of worshiping you is the grace of service. May we act boldly. And may we be sent boldly to places sometimes we know and sometimes places that may even appear to be dangerous, like our soldiers who have served. And some have given up their lives or been wounded and chained forever in Afghanistan. We know you're reaching out to us all the time. And you call us and remind us that they may take our lives, but they will never take our soul. Salvation is in your Son, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. And may we tingle with it from the power of the Holy Spirit and boldly serve. We're never too old to do anything, and we're never too young either. May we just glory in it and worship and service. In Christ's holy name we pray. Amen. Great to be with you this morning to celebrate. Well, we finally moved out of the Bread of Life chapter, St. John's Gospel 6. It's a beautiful chapter. I'd like to go back and restudy it. It's one that is always alive, the only place we get to hear Jesus tell us he is the bread of life, and embedded in that is the cup of salvation. And we say amen and hallelujah. St. Peter last week got it, if you remember. Those beautiful words when Jesus challenges just his disciples, "Are you too going to leave?" Like those who didn't understand that they must eat his flesh and drink his blood. And St. Peter leaves us with these beautiful words. "Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life. We have come to know and believe that you are the Holy One of God." That is still so glorious. God bless him. Nobody else said anything. And he stood up and shouted it out. That is exciting. I still get excited about that. Can you tell? Those words are embedded in what Jesus is teaching today in St. Mark's Gospel. But there's gospel intrigue. Did you notice? Diane didn't read all the verses today. There's a lot missing. You should be excited. I'm always excited. It doesn't matter what I say compared to what Jesus said. And they took it out. You should want to put it back. What is he teaching there in verses 9 through 13? Ooh. And that other set of verses that are missing. Oh, is anybody wondering? Have I got you to be, don't you wish you brought your Bible to church? Scrape off that dust. You could have been looking it up. Aha! Challenge, challenge, challenge. Jesus is deepening his teaching today. I have no idea why it's taken out. In his teaching on being a hypocrite, in 13, 9 through 13, he makes it easy to understand by giving an example. And Jesus continued teaching, "You have a clever way of rejecting God my Father's law in order to uphold your own teaching. For Moses commanded, 'Honor your father and mother, and anyone who says bad things about his father or mother must be put to death.' But you teach that if a person has something he could use to help his father and mother, but says, 'This is Corban,' which means it belongs to God, he is excused from helping his father and mother. In this way, you disregard the word of God with the teaching you pass on to others. And there are many other things like this that you do." Everything we have, our very life, is God's. That's what he expects. This building is on loan to us. That's why it's built, for those who come after us. It is not ours. It is God's. That's what he's fighting against, and against when we do the same things. But he made it simple, didn't he? Joy, Jesus, others, yourself. It's that simple. We will all falter in that, but he's calling us back to it and saying, "My child, help me help you to lead the way." But what's also interesting in here is that his disciples don't get it about what makes us unclean. It seems pretty clear. It's not anything that goes into the mouth. Man, isn't it what comes out of our hearts, our minds, our souls, and our actions, words, and deeds? Why is that so hard to understand? They didn't get it. In the second set of verses that are missing, 17 through 20, Jesus left the crowd and went into the house. His disciples asked him about this parable. "You are no more intelligent than the others," Jesus said to them. Do you think he ever says that to us? If a phone rings, let me know. We'll see if it's him. "Don't you understand? Nothing that goes into a person from the outside can really make him unclean, because it does not go into his heart, but into his stomach, and then goes out of the body. In saying this, Jesus declared that all foods are fit to be eaten. And he went on to say to them in teaching, 'It is what comes out of a person that makes him unclean.'" Point blank. There it is. Simple teaching. We all know it. We all falter. But we have the strength every day to do better. When I did my CPE, which is called Clinical Pastoral Education, there was somebody there that I didn't get along with from another denomination, and she said something really, really stupid one morning, and I blew up. I had to go see the CPE instructor. She agreed with me that what the person said was wrong, but she said, "You were wrong too." I still blow up, and my apologies for when I do. But I said to her, and I was probably 39 years old, "Well, I guess I got to change." And she leaned back in her chair, hysterically laughing. "You aren't going to change. You need to learn how to apologize when you've done something wrong." I've never forgotten that. Sometimes I forget to apologize. I apologize for that. But I've never forgotten that teaching from a Christian woman who understood this gospel. We are who we are. And it's okay to make mistakes and have personality DNA that conflicts with other people. It's not okay to not say, "I'm sorry. You're my brother. You're my sister." That's the basis of the church, isn't it? Amen and hallelujah. I don't know why the disciples didn't get it, but they didn't. But of course, I was 39 years old, and I still didn't get it. And I'm still working on it, have you noticed? Now that I'm 59, I've still got a lot of work to go. I've got to have a lot of years left. In this incredible good news of the gospel today, Jesus doesn't make it hard. "Honor me and serve me." These words ring so true, verses 6 through 8, when we don't honor him and worship him. He says right to us, this isn't just for the Pharisees. "How right the prophet Isaiah was when he prophesied about you. You are hypocrites. just as Isaiah wrote. These people, says God, honor me with the words, but their heart is really far away from me. It is no use for them to worship me because they teach man-made commandments as though they are God's rules. You put aside the commandment of God and obey the teachings of men. What does that mean? That means worship and serve in action, word, and deed. It's not hard. If you struggle with that, remember when someone asked Jesus at one point, but teacher, he was giving him great respect. What is the greatest of the commandments? Do you remember this? It's simple. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, with your very being, which means all your possessions, everything, including your life itself. And he said, and this one is just as important. And love your neighbor as yourself. Amen and hallelujah. That's the basis of the church in Christ crucified and risen. We spend an hour and a half here, and we spend the rest of the week out in his ministries and missions fields. In the second lesson today, we learn something about what Jesus means about being hypocritical. And it is a beautiful example. You always have the lessons in the Psalm. This is part of what that lesson is from chapter 1, from St. James chapter 1. Again, there's Jesus calling. Is he calling you a hypocrite? Jesus teaches through St. James teaching, beginning in verse 22. Do not fool yourselves by just listening to Jesus' words. Instead, put them into practice. Whoever listens to the word does not put into practice is like a man who looks in a mirror and sees himself as he is. He takes a good look at himself and then goes away and at once forgets what he looks like. But whoever looks closely into the perfect law that sets men free, who keeps on paying attention to it and does not simply listen and then forget, but puts it into practice, that person will be blessed by God in what he or she does. Amen and hallelujah. One of my jobs as your pastor is to push the dickens out of you about that teaching. And I know I grade against people at some times. I am not here to be the most liked person on this congregation or on the planet. That's why you get volunteered for ministries and missions. There are tons of them out there. I can't do them all. You can't do them all. But there's opportunity to be the gospel, not just hear it. And it's exciting. It should make you tingle. It should make you want to know what we can do next. How do you think Jerry came up with the idea to have a vaccination booster site from Trinity Lutheran Church? That's because she listened to the Lord and said, protect my people who want to get vaccinated. And it's right in our backyard. That's being the gospel alive and well. Doesn't that make you excited? Doesn't that make you excited? And aren't you glad it didn't take 3 months of approvals to get the information so you could drive over to Trinity in September, October, or November, if you so choose, which I will be there in November. I wish I could go earlier, but my 8 months of purgatory till the next one won't be up. For those of you who don't know, I said when you had to sit for a half hour, 15 minutes after your shot, that was coronavirus purgatory. Some of you have noticed the Nazi flag is down. There was a flag in our backyard. Now, I'm blunt about stuff like that, and a lot of you don't agree with the way I process things, and sometimes I get very fired up about it, but I got to tell you something. I can't wait to see my dad in heaven. My dad fought in southern France against the Nazis and against that flag. He saw horrific things that he wouldn't talk about. He was wounded. And I know enough about medicine now to know that some of my dad's really bad behaviors came out of post-traumatic stress disorder, which I didn't know when I was a teenager or in my 20s. But I never wanted face-to-face with my father and have him say, you hypocrite, the Lord pointed that flag out to you and you did nothing for what I fought for. Yeah, it took me a while. Just about 6 weeks. And the Holy Spirit has intervened, and now there is a flag flying instead that says, don't tread on me. The house apparently got the message through Marion County. If that doesn't make you say amen and hallelujah, too many people are ambivalent about that thing. And you know what? That's hypocritical and flies in the face of the gospel. Because we just prayed something today. We always do. We pray for all victims of ethnic, racial, gender, sexual, political, and religious discrimination and violence. You remember praying that. That's what that flag stands for, and it's down. Amen and hallelujah. And if it reappears, I'm going to call the county again and get riled up about it again. My father's going to hug me about that. I never served in the military. God bless those who do, including those who just lost their lives. Because freedom, justice, and peace isn't free. And those who model hate need to be stood up to by each and every one of us. And know that the Holy Spirit will guide us and give us the resources. There's a lot happening, unfortunately, with disasters around the world. Haiti, the earthquake. We have all the refugees coming or trying to come here from Afghanistan. The western wildfires that continue to rage on. The Hurricane Ida that's barreling at a 4 down on New Orleans, and some of our former church members, God bless them and keep them all safe. David and Elaine Rappel, we lift you up in our prayers. The Tennessee floods. Too many times we say, Lord, intervene. I think the Lord stands back and says, what are you going to do about it? I heard your prayers this morning. We pray for all victims of natural and or human-made disasters. Every week, take the prayer home and pray it. And every week you have the opportunity to be boots on the ground in Haiti, in Afghanistan, in Tennessee, in the West, in New Orleans, and all the impacted area, through Food for the Poor in Haiti, Lutheran World Relief around the world, as well as Salvation Army. Jesus calls us to act. It's simple. I've already given to all of them, including Lutheran Immigration and Migration Services. They may not be your ministries. Pray for those organizations that are trying to bring the holy goodness of Christ to those places. Because the devil would have us close our ears and our eyes and our hearts. And I don't ever want to stand before Jesus and have him say, you hypocrite. Share that information with others as well. Patty Judd just told me this morning that she put some sort of word out in Del Webb where she lives. You should have seen all the shower towels she brought in this morning that have already been hauled out by Al and Carol, because she lifted up the ministry of the homeless who need showers in Ocala, and people listened. That's great. That's what Trinity did for the booster shots. Are you getting involved in these things? Are you excited? We can't do them all, but we can invite everybody to join us. Isn't that great? Isn't that great? All right. You're excited. Is the choir excited today? All right, Bob's excited. And I do know you're wearing a red shirt, your wife told me so. He said that I'd pick on him when he wears red. Al Fernandez, now you're on the internet. I know, but I don't pick on you for that, just for the logo, 76ers. That's right, we don't. But if we did, we'd beat you. In the good news of the gospel, and always reaching out, you care for our youth in the Tri-County area, don't you? You prove it to me all the time in your service to the Backpack Ministry for Lake Ware Middle School, all the things you do for Christmas, school supplies, Thanksgiving, etc., etc. We have another opportunity. We met with April, the CEO of the Boys and Girls Club, this week. Ann Trenery represented council. I was there. We also are blessed to have Trudy Bruner. Where's Trudy? She's here this morning. There's Trudy back there. She's agreed to be our coordinator. And we also had Cindy Kelly, our social ministry. Raise your hand. She was there. Wasn't it great meeting April? She has a passion to do ministry for children. She has a passion to give them a better life. She said, you know, most of the kids that come to our clubs, there are three, one in Dunellen, one in 200 in Ocala, and one on Silver Springs Boulevard. By the way, it's at a church. Imagine that one. She said, most of these kids live at 80% below the poverty line. And we chimed in. Guess what's happening at Lake Ware Middle School? And guess what's happening at Harborview Elementary School? She said something that was fascinating, smart. We focus on three things: academics, health, and character. Many of these kids come out of broken homes. Many of them have grandparents raising them or guardians, etc. Sound familiar? I was loving that. Academics, health, and hope. And she said, we trick them into learning about those things and some of the activities we have, and they don't even know they're learning about them. I said, oh, that sounds like me on Sunday morning, trying to get you to volunteer. Whatever works on behalf of the gospel. But I told her something. As soon as she said that, academic, health, character, I said, this church is built on that foundation. It's three different things, but it's built. For those of you who remember, it was three things: welcoming, functional, and expandable for those who come after us. She's trying to see if we would like to do what's called pop-up days, pop-up events. And she told us about a couple of them. She's going to get the information to us. We have to see if there's interest at the schools. But God has given us a lot of connections with Lake Ware Middle School. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, you should be dancing. Which means we have school connections with the elementary school as well. Have you figured that out? When we get that done, we'll have to run it through council. But she'd like to do some events here. She gave us some examples. Cooking. Said cooking. She said, yeah. Health. They don't know what we're teaching them. We buy all kinds of healthy stuff. And then we get them to cook. I said, we have a very functional big kitchen, which she loves. We have a really good fellowship person who would love to help you. Her name's Kay. She didn't know that came up. We haven't given out your phone number or email yet. She told this little story about one time. These young people were there, and they had zucchini, and she made them whatever it was. And the kids were so excited, and they got to take it home. When they got home, whoever's the guardian, parent, whatever it is, was going to the store, and that young boy said, buy some zucchini. Character, health, academics. Stay tuned. That's exciting, isn't it? That's why Jesus is lending us this place. And she knows there's no Boy Scouts or Cub Scouts in the area. But she also knows the Girl Scouts are here, and council's most likely going to vote on approve the new troop on Monday. Oh, amen and hallelujah. Amen and hallelujah. Am I the only one who gets fired up about this stuff? She was sent to us by the grace of God. And God says, take care of my children, love, neighbor, as self. Yes, amen and hallelujah. And the things that we do for The Rock, which is the school supply store in Lake Ware Middle School, are succeeding. If you would like to volunteer over there, please, please let me know. Please let Cindy know, head of social ministry. Please let Louise Soltis know. Carolyn Corpix works. Raise your hand so everybody can see. She volunteers over there. Want to know what happened in the first week over there of school? Anybody excited besides me? You realize this is a partnership with Hope Lutheran Church, whether they know it or not. Rock stars is what Fred, who runs it, calls them. We had 49 learners Friday, bringing the total for the week to well over 130. Some of the learners were doing their only clothes shopping for back-to-school clothes. One boy said that he was taking extra food to help his family. There were three generations, including cousins and aunts, living in the same home. For situations like this, please remember to put a food pantry card in the bag. They have a food pantry that's walk-up at Hope Lake Weir. While we want to help as many as possible, it is important that we limit the number of learners to a manageable number. This is classic about these kids. They believe in us. The principal said, they would send four at a time from the cafeteria. But more are trying to sneak in. I love these kids. What path? I've never snuck us into a ministry before, have I? This is one of them. Please be pleasant but firm about having a rock path, especially on days when we are understaffed. That place should never be understaffed between Christ Lutheran Church and Hope Lutheran Church. There are thousands of members in both of our congregations. You are doing God's work and showing Christ's love. Thank you, Fred. Amen and hallelujah. There's 1 week, 130 kids got the supplies they needed, clothes, food, and they know the love of Christ because someone cares about them in our backyard. The gospel in action is not hard. Finally this morning, my sister Beth, who knows me really well, even though we rarely see each other, she lives in Arizona, my schedule doesn't allow traveling much, we're still incredibly close. She said, I read this, and it reminded me of you, and that always gets my antennae up. She reads our newsletter, and she also watches the service online, most likely taped. So she's been watching what you're doing. And she's been watching my interaction with you. She sent me this. And this is me. I don't expect you to be able to see it. To me, this is what a church leader is. If standing up for yourself burns the bridge, I have matches. We ride at dawn. If standing up for yourself burns a bridge, I have matches. We ride it on. Because sometimes on behalf of the gospel, we're going to burn a bridge. The gospel says don't be hypocritical. Changing that slightly. If you stand up on behalf of Jesus' gospel, you may burn a bridge. The Holy Spirit's got the fire and the matches. And tell Jesus, we'll ride with you at dawn. Because the Holy Spirit said, stand up against that flag. Stand up for my children. Be true to being welcoming and functional and expandable. And in all of your being, love my Father and me and the Holy Spirit and your neighbor. This is exciting. And we have the power to change the world for Christ. Amen and hallelujah. I'll keep you posted on what my sister sends me next. I haven't thought about what to send back to Beth. A Steelers crying towel. Okay. That is full-scale war. You'll find the communion liturgy on pages 3 and 4 of your worship bulletin. And remember that on the night in which he was betrayed, where Jesus gave us his precious body and blood in this sacrament, his whole ministry, he had been burning bridges so that we would have salvation. And the people chanted, crucify him. That was the matches. And his father said, in 3 days, we will ride together from the tomb. Amen and hallelujah. Rise as you are able. Holy, mighty, and merciful Lord, heaven and earth are full of your glory. In great love you sent to us Jesus, your Son, who reached out to heal the sick and suffering, who preached good news to the poor, and who on the cross opened his arms to all. In the night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread. He gave thanks, and he broke it. And he gave it to his disciples, saying, take and eat. This is my body, it is given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me. Again, after supper, our Lord Jesus took the cup. After giving thanks, he gave it to all to drink, saying, this cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this for the remembrance of me. Remembering, therefore, his death, resurrection, and ascension, we await his coming in glory. Pour out the Holy Spirit, that by this holy communion we may know the unity we share with all your people in the body of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Through him, with him, in him, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours, Almighty Father, now and forever. Amen. Lord, remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray, as we will sing the Lord's Prayer. You come up for Holy Communion. If you're coming to my left, your right, you want to go to the end here. If you're coming this side, I need you to lead by example. I need you to, oh, you're coming up, that's good. Start here and go this way. There you go. No. Start here and go this way. Start. There you go. I need to have practice. And as I get the table reset here, look how nice the stained glass, the Lord's shining through them right now, some bright sunlight. May the body and blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ continue to strengthen us and keep us in his grace and the power of the healing Holy Spirit now and forever. Amen. We pray the blessing on the backside of your worship folder on page 4, midway through, and we pray it together. Let us pray. Blessed be the name of the Lord. The Lord is worthy to be praised and adored. So we lift up holy hands in one accord, singing, Blessed be the name, blessed be the name, blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. For those of you who remember, I think all of you probably do, most of you do, Ron and Dolores Bradley, they are back from Utah. They are supposed to be attending the next service. They may be here already. If you like to see them, check them out in the fellowship hall. Just if you hug Dolores, be very careful from all the injuries from her fall to her arm. But they are home, so we're grateful for that, aren't we? So remember, standing up for the gospel causes any of you to burn a bridge. I've got the matches, and we will ride at dawn. Continue to bring Christ to all people today and every day. Go in peace with the power of the Holy Spirit, continuing to share in action, word, and deed, Jesus' gospel good news. We will, with thanks to God. Amen. Have a fabulous week.